Hey there, and welcome to Developers Who Lunch. This is episode zero, and I'm your host, Avery Duffin. On this podcast, I invite one new developer to eat lunch with me in each episode. I try to choose those developers who can give great career advice, and hopefully you'll be able to learn something. I'll be learning right alongside you. Today's episode isn't going to be an interview, but instead I'll share my story and why I decided to start this podcast. So let's begin. So my engineering dreams kind of began as a child. I didn't grow up in a home where my parents knew much about computers, and they weren't even programmers themselves. My dad was a lawyer, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And so a lot of technologies and a lot of things that I found out later, I felt like I was behind in a lot of the programming that my peers had gone through. But one thing that I did get as a child was my dad one time brought home this old IBM computer, and it took huge floppy drives. And I remember sitting at that computer with my siblings, and we would pull out these huge floppy drive disks with different games on them. The one I remember particularly was Zargon's Quest. I'm not sure if any of you have ever heard of Zargon's Quest, but it was a pretty fun video game, and actually, if I could find it today, I'd still play it today. Well, maybe. I don't have time now, but anyways, so I'd sit down there, we'd put it in the floppy drive, and then using simple commands, boot up the game. And that really was my first experience to programming. While I haven't been experienced to programming as a child, I was always very interested in engineering. As a child, I'd lay in my bed at night thinking about all the new things I could build. One time I heard a friend, or it was maybe a friend's parent, talking about doing something called a poor man's patent. And to me, I had no clue what that was, but he said something about writing down your idea and putting it in a letter and then mailing it to yourself. And then that way you'd have a stamp and a proof from the government that you had come up with this idea on this date. I didn't really know what to do or how to mail something to myself at that age. So I wrote down my idea and put it in an envelope and sealed it up and then addressed it to myself, but I never mailed it. It was kind of a stupid idea. But that kind of showed my love for creativity and innovation early on in my life. I studied electrical engineering at BYU. That's where my education began as a college student. I quickly realized how far behind I was in programming. As an electrical engineering student, you typically don't program quite as much as other majors, and that was also something that I realized, that my passion was actually in programming. So I went and found a job where I could start programming while I was in school, because I felt like that was where I wanted to take my career after I graduated. So I got a job working for the university on campus doing web development for them. And that was quite the experience, because I was working with fellow students that had just as much experience as I, which was nothing. So that's probably why all of you that have been to college or university have probably noticed why a lot of times the websites there were kind of hackish. It's usually just students learning that are building those websites. Anyways, I graduated in 2015, so that was about 4 years ago. And since that time, I started working for an oil company, actually, doing different, more electrical engineering, computer engineering type work, lower level programming. And sadly, what happened to me was they ended up one day calling us all into the main office and telling us that weren't going to be able to support keeping us on for any longer. So my first job out of college got laid off, and that was a pretty big blow to my career. I quickly realized, though, the importance of making myself valuable in a company. And so from that time, I went on and moved to this other company called the Red X. located in Orem, Utah. This company was also a great company and gave me great introduction to a lot of these newer technologies and a lot of different programming techniques and best practices and everything like that. So since then, I've been working. After that time, I moved over to RainFocus, a company based in Lehigh, Utah. And I've been working here for a couple months now. And really, the reason why I decided I wanted to begin this podcast was I was listening to another podcast where they were talking about building your personal brand. And I realized that I didn't have a personal brand as a programmer. And on top of that, I learned about creating value. And every day as a developer, we're always creating value. We're always building some new technology that's speeding up the world and making businesses run quicker, smoother, faster, and everything like that. And I realized that I wanted to create even more value. And the way that I found that I could create even more value was through sharing what I was learning. So this is my first attempt at sharing new things that I'm learning, and hopefully you'll be able to learn alongside me as I go through this journey, and you will hopefully be able to see my progress along with the progress of yourself as you listen to these episodes. So check out my blog at developerswholunch.com. And you can also find links to all of my social media and follow me there and continue to check out my articles. I'll be posting each of my interviews on that website. I hope you can learn something new as I'll be learning with you. Happy coding!